Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
LA-based comedian Mike Epps on the phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
All right there, mate. What's happening? Yeah. You know what? The weather forecast, I must say, usually absolutely wrong. Today, totally right. The weather forecast said it's going to stop raining at about 6:30 and start again just after 7, and it's done exactly that.
6:30 was fierce.
Was it? Not it where I live. No, not
fierce.
Out there. It's,
oh, man. It was crazy.
Right.
We'll try to keep you updated on that as we can. The morning news is not far away. Mike Epps, he's a big deal.
Yes.
He's a comedian. He's doing shows at the Improv all weekend long, and he's calling into our little show.
He's going to be on the show, and that's exciting, yes.
It is exciting, indeed. Also, I think we're due a game of new spins me right round.
Excellent.
Today.
My favorite game.
That's Jason Fetty. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. It's Daily Scramble Live.
Morning.
You know, we're pretty cool. That was a pretty cool song. And we play cool music. And it just dawned on me, like, yeah.
Yeah, the music's good, yeah.
We are cool. We got a weird email the other day around that subject. Did you see this? Oh, it didn't go to you. It went to our contact playlist, which goes to me and Monica. Someone named Catherine Jones wrote in and said, just listening to your unsigned program, which is our Sunday night show that Mookie still does.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she said,
I am familiar with it.
What do the following stations have that you don't? Then she lists a bunch of radio stations. And she says, they all feature regional music and a great variety of outstanding music, along with past shows on demand. Not familiar with your plays in any depth, but I got a cry from Mo Betta Music. We stream and we're saved a lot by the aforementioned radio station, so why can't you do the same? What is she asking? What does she want us to do?
None of that makes any sense
in
English.
No, it doesn't. And then I said that back. I responded. I said, hi, thanks for listening. Not sure what you mean. What kind of music do you think we're asking? You've listened to just that show? I implore you to listen, for example, right now during the day to see what you think. And she never responded. Very weird. She took the time to write a paragraph note critiquing us, but gave no criticism.
Crystal meth. I blame the drugs. She's on some drugs.
Can't figure out what she wants.
They get busy doing nothing, these people.
I don't mind if you want to write on and tell us what you want us to do or play, but make a point.
Yeah.
You know?
No, we do, I should say, and we shouldn't really rant about this because it's just self-serving, but if we do get emails, critical emails from people that make sense in language. If they're just linguistically, you know, we understand them, right? And we respond. We always respond because we're conscious and we're concerned.
And we're sensitive.
And we're, yes, we're big babies and we're concerned about the music and, you know, we want to do the right thing by you guys because we rely on you for our sort of, you know, upkeep.
Totally. Interesting related story for you.
Yeah.
In my hometown of Tucson, a new station just started called Downtown Radio. That's an LPFM because the FCC just allowed like 100 new LPFMs in the country 2 years ago. So they're finally starting to pop up. LPFM means low power radio station. It's one like ours. It's supposed to serve a community. Anyway, they put an antenna on the roof just like us. They got this studio made out of cardboard and they're running it off of iTunes. I saw it when I was home. Well. They're running it off of iTunes. They have the worst microphones I've ever seen. Tiny little processor in this little shack. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Did you go over there?
I went over there to look at it.
Wow.
But I heard from them, and they're doing really well.
They said
they're getting hundreds of emails. People are saying how much they enjoy it. It just shows the power of non-commercial, non-conforming radio. Even if you don't have equipment like ours, which we're very fortunate to have, they make it work, and it's popular, apparently, in Tucson. So I think that's really cool.
Very good. They don't have an ocean view either, do they?
No, they don't.
Nah, see? Mm-mm. Yeah, difficult.
They're not even streaming yet.
I don't know what I would do without that. And the streaming thing, good luck to them, because it is important. I think people, since I can remember, people people have done mixtapes for each other and, you know, introduced each other to new music that way. And radio has been very powerful in my life. Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it. We're your daily mixtape.
Hey, we should do something. Write that down.
That's good. Oh, I had another idea last night. I'm tangenting a lot right now.
Monday mixtape.
That's good.
Do it on a Monday. Because it's alliterative.
But it's the same thing we do every day. We play a mix of music.
Well, let's stop doing it on every other day.
Do you want to do a 1940s radio hour with me?
Really?
Yeah, like just one hour a week on the show, or maybe
Hello, good afternoon.
We have to talk like that. Like, welcome to the 1940s radio hour.
Hello.
And we play only 1940s music.
Boogie woogie.
Here's Cab Calloway with Everybody Eats When You Come to My House. Do you want to do it?
Sure.
I think it'd be great fun.
I'd have to do a British version though, wouldn't I? You know, our boys are coming home.
Yeah, exactly.
All that. Cover me, Ginger. One less for tea, Mum. Ginger didn't make it. I say.
Ah, the calamity.
It's the great British three-legged race, and the Queen's on the run on the outside, and here's silly bugger coming on the inside doing a horse race.
Horse racing, yeah. I got it, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Sounds like I could probably pull it off.
It's worth a shot, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Florence and the Machine.
Here's Glenn Miller. The
Daily Scramble Live.
All right, Daily Scramble Live is the show. That's Denny White. I'm Tyler Russell, and that's the British guy.
Yeah, how's it going? Prince Charles here. Hello.
It's raining off and on a little bit right now. It was extremely fierce at about 6:30 this morning.
Right.
It didn't happen over there in the canyon?
Honestly, I don't know. I was just literally staggering around the living room looking for my cup of coffee, which I'd made about 30 seconds earlier.
It was loud. It scared my dog.
Really?
But a flash flood watch is in effect today, again, for several days in a row there has been one.
Yeah.
But it's only in effect until noon Pacific Standard Time. So 4 or 5 hours this morning, showers and isolated thunderstorms are supposed to decrease from the northwest this morning. It could cause, you know, mudslides, small streams or water crossing, could cause debris to flow through the streets, which we have seen the last couple of days. But you know, I don't think it's going to be any worse today than it has been the last couple of days. And we haven't seen any major, major issues. So thankfully, everybody's doing all right.
Right. I think you're right. But the impact, I think, is going to get worse and worse, isn't it? You know, the more drenched the ground gets on the hills, the more more dangerous I would think it was going to become. I mean, we're all amateur meteorologists now, aren't we? But
definitely.
It seems to be on, off, on, off. And tomorrow's supposed to be a much more sunny day, which is good for my in-laws who are here from England.
How's that going?
Well, they came here to escape the rain.
Yeah.
Terrible flooding in North Yorkshire where they live, or West Yorkshire.
There's flooding everywhere.
Yeah.
Right now.
I think there's something different about the, you know, like somebody should look into it. Things are a little different than they were, let's say, a few years ago.
Let's put the finest scientists on it.
Let's find out what it is. There's a certain sort of change in the climate, in some respects.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is.
No, the climate can't change.
You know, if there was some change in the climate, you would think there would need to be some sort of, you know, a warning for the entire world, kind of a global, I don't know.
Let's have a summit about it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a series of 25 summits over a quarter of a century and do nothing about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. So.
Yeah. It's okay.
So your in-laws are good?
Thank you for asking. They're very well.
What are you guys going to do?
Well, I'm going to work. And Ava's going to schlep
around. I thought
you
were excited to have them in town.
I am. I'm excited. I'm excited to have my father-in-law. Sorry if you're listening, Lou.
Twice removed. No,
he's my father-in-law. And yeah, it's good. I miss my dad. So, you know, it's nice to have a dad around the place.
Give us one of your, just real quick, one of your favorite Mr. Fetty one-liners.
My dad used to say, it's nice out. He referred to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, it's nice out. I think I'll leave it out.
You always have them. Every day there's
my dad's favorite joke.
Here's the band Tower, Can't Vibe. You look
scattered. Daily Scramble Live.
I have to do a thing today that makes me a little nervous.
Sorry, I can't talk now. I'm busy.
Okay. I'm out for you. I have to do a thing today that makes me kind of nervous.
Really? And what thing is that?
I have to get an upper endoscopy. Are you aware?
Is that? I thought you have. You thought it'd be 50 to go for that.
No, you know, you have to be 27. At age 27, they give you upper endoscopies now.
What is it?
You no, got, it's they put a tube down your throat.
Oh, down your throat.
Yeah, it's the down. It's not the lower.
It's not the.
That's the lower
endoscopy.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
I'm worried about it. I've got to start that next year. I think they give you. I think they put you asleep.
Yeah, they do. That's what's happening to me today.
Really?
So that's why I'm dressed like a homeless person because I'm dressed in comfortable surgical clothes.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Yep, I've got to go. Got to go get put to sleep. Tube down there.
Why? Back. What's wrong with you?
I don't really know. I've had a lifetime of stomach problems, so they're gonna check it out.
You got a lady's bladder.
Maybe that's what it is.
You got a nervous tummy,
but I don't know. I've never done that before. Have you done that? You haven't done that.
No, well, I don't. So my stomach problems roots from my just being a Jew of a certain age. A lot of herring. If you eat as much herring as I've eaten over the years, you know, eventually it comes back to haunt you. The ghosts of herring. I dream about them at night. Ooh, you shouldn't have eaten me. I'm only a herring. So that's not good. Well, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to think of it.
Is it IBS you've got there?
No, it's not IBS. Oh. I don't know what it is. It's just unsettling, discomforting.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you told some lies? Been telling lies to anybody?
Is that what happens?
Well, if you know, it usually comes back. If you
maybe
you know,
I'm lying too much.
Yeah, are you telling lies to girls? You know,
countless. No, it's not that. I don't know.
Have you been a little dishonest with your mum?
No, I haven't been dishonest with my mum. What is this?
I don't know. I'm just trying to. I'm getting to the root of it. I'm a holistic healer. You didn't know that, did you, about me?
So you wouldn't give me an endoscopy. You would just you would ask me psychological questions.
No, I'm an empath. Is what I am.
What is that? Are you actually?
I'm actually the opposite of an empath. No, I'm an empath. I'm a, there are people out there that do this. I'm not one, but there are people that do this.
So you're not one.
They look at you and they listen to you and then they diagnose something. They're completely untrained.
I'm sure many of our listeners, I'm sure many Lagoonans love this form of medicine.
Of course. Well, why wouldn't you? It's cheap. It's not, you know, you'd have to inject any sort of, you know, dangerous drug into your system. And it feels like you're in tune with the universe.
So you're suggesting I should have gone there first?
Where? To an empath?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know what an empath is.
This is the worst medical advice I've ever gotten.
Well, no, it's not. It's probably not. In your life, you're going to get worse medical advice than this, I promise you.
All right, well, that's what I'm doing today, so pray for me.
All right, tube down the thing.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you, Jason. Remember the band USS?
Yeah, I love them.
They came in studio, played a couple live sets. Here's one of their live versions played on not only real guitars, but a fake Guitar Hero guitar as well. I figured out the Daily Scramble Live. Ooh, that's the jingle version with the harmony in it and a little extra kazoo at the end. I like that one. Jason Fetty, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Daily Scramble Live is the show. We play new music every week. Every week we add countless new songs to our radio station. We're always playing fresh stuff on the morning show. So we like to celebrate in a very unique way with a segment that we call New Spins Me Right Round. Jason will explain it as he always does.
You know what I like about you, Tyler? You can always make everything sound sensible. Even the most ridiculous thing like this. You made it sound totally sensible.
Yeah, it is.
You should be following along.
To me, it's sensible.
Very sensible. We have a bun fight on a Monday, usually. That's the big day of the week when we all get together, staff here at the station get together. Our brand new music director.
Yep.
She was assistant for so long and was just doing the same job. Now she's doing the same job for less money.
She's still going to pick up our bagels.
A director. And Steph Weaver-Weinberg. And we sit in a room and we play each other music. And we argue about it, and there's not big fights or anything, but there's a lot of, that sucks, I don't want to hear that, it's really, and then when somebody plays something that we either really like or really hate or object to or don't object to, I don't know when it happens, but it always happens at some point, somebody will start singing You Spin Me Right Round by, what was the name of the band?
Dead or Alive.
by Dead or Alive, along to one of the songs. So the song we're playing, so, you spin me right round, baby, right, right, and that's what happens. So what we do is, to prove that to you, we'll play one of our new songs right now, and we'll sing along to it. So, I mean, Tyler made that sound sensible. I did my best.
Florence and the Machine has a new album out. It's called How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. We've heard several cool songs from it. Came out in May, so it's been out for a little while now. And this is the latest single from that album called Delilah,
right,
which we will prove we can sing Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round to when the beat drops, if you will.
Please feel free to join us if you're driving to work or whatever. Please enjoy.
This is New Spins Me Right Round.
Drifting through the halls with the sunrise.
Not yet.
Holding on for
not
your
yet.
Call.
Not
climbing
yet.
Climbing up the walls for that flashing light.
Hold it in.
I can never let go. Cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine. Holding on for your call. Cause I'm gonna be free and I'm gonna be fine.
Shall we?
Maybe not
four.
Tonight.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
It's a different kind of danger.
Oh, we're so good at this.
It's uncanny.
Gonna...
Anyway, enjoy the new song.
Till Delilah showed me how.
All right, whether it's Black Doug from Hangover, Day-Day Jones in the Friday movies, or countless other film and TV roles, maybe his Netflix specials, you definitely know this next guy. Mike Epps on the phone, shows at the Irvine Improv all weekend long. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what up? What up, fellas? What up?
Good morning, sir. It's nice to hear your voice. I've been watching your videos on Netflix last night. I was sat down and it just kept going, kept going, kept going. I think I've watched everything, but the colour's broken on the TV. And Tyler tells me that you're a black gentleman. I had no idea.
Yeah, I play a black guy in all my movies.
Yeah, but it was so great to watch you. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. People can, you know, I mean, obviously I'm British, but there's this whole black white race thing going on in the US. To a larger extent than in other countries, probably because of 200 years of oppressive slavery. But, your humour doesn't seem like it's really that cultural. It seems like it's the comedy of poverty more than anything. Because I was growing up in the projects in England myself. I can relate to a lot of the stuff once I got through the language barrier.
Yeah. You know, I try to speak volumes, you know. I try to speak for the people who understand me, and I try to speak for the people who I'm educating, you know?
Well, so you do, you feel it's a sort of education for people, your comedy. It's not just entertainment.
Yeah, it's an education piece, you know.
what are they learning?
I'm a poor righteous teacher.
Hey, I learned a lot about bitches last night, buddy.
Hey, don't tell nobody I taught you that, man.
So you're out touring, you've got some gigs coming up, you're going to be in Irvine, can't wait for that. Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Irvine, man. It's going down. Make sure y'all go out there and get y'all tickets. Come and see y'all cousin Day-Day Jones, come and see y'all Uncle Baby Powder, come and see Uncle Buck.
Yeah, now tell me about Uncle Buck. That's coming up, right? When's the series? Has it started or when's it coming up?
Uncle Buck will be out this spring. It's on ABC. It's an ABC show. Me, Nia Long, James Lasseter. It's going to be pretty good.
That's quite a thing to be trusted with such an iconic role. I mean, you've got that, and we'll talk about Richard Pryor, too, but you're really being entrusted with some classic American things.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I think I've been doing a great job at handling my business, you know?
I don't disagree with you, Mike. I think you have too, buddy. Talk about the Richard Pryor thing, because there was a lot of controversy in who was going to play him in this upcoming film. Nick Cannon very blatantly said that he wanted it, and a few other very famous black comedians said they wanted to do it, and you got the role. So what was that process like?
Yeah, well, I really earned it. You know, I had to audition my butt off for it. And I flew to New York. I flew a lot of different places. I had to really, really earn that Richard Pryor role.
Yeah.
You know, no one gave it to me. I auditioned like 100 times, and I was up against some pretty good actors, and I won.
Yeah, good for you. It's phenomenal, really, to get that role. Such an important role in American culture. You played him before, though, right, in that Nina movie last year.
Yeah. I played a little bit of them, yeah.
Yeah. Did that film come out? Because that was controversial, too.
No, it didn't come out. I don't know what they're doing with it, but it didn't come out.
Yeah, she's important. People were saying that the actress that played her wasn't black enough or something.
She wasn't.
Yeah, that's funny you should say it, because I'm like hesitant to say stuff like that, but I can see it. I mean, every time I see, I'm a Jewish guy, and every time I see Daniel Craig play a Jew on TV, I just want to throw a shoe at it, you know. I'm like, nah, come on. So
can't be him.
Right, so, I get it. But she's also another iconic American character, you know. So so what's happening? What's going to be happening at these shows in Irvine?
Man, you know, I got a whole lot of new jokes. You know, my Netflix thing just dropped, so I'm coming with new jokes. Everybody get to come and see me perform a little bit of Richard Pryor, you know. I've been practicing it. So, you know, I'm just doing my thing. I'm trying to make this thing happen.
Irvine's an interesting place for you, Mike, because it's a affluent Asian community. So I wonder what your audience is like in Irvine.
Well, you know, I think I have Asian, and I have Asian fans. I have all types of fans. So I don't think Lil Pookie from Compton going to be there. If that's your question.
He won't make the trip down, huh?
No, Pookie from Compton won't be there.
No, I think you're right. But still, like I say, man, I think your comedy is very much sort of, once you get past the language, for somebody like me, it's not really about the differences between people. It's about the things, the commonalities, sex, money, you know, wanting to make yourself look good, look bad, I don't know. It's all about basic human stuff. So
no doubt. I appreciate you telling the world that.
No, awesome. I really felt that last night, man. I really enjoyed it. And we're excited that you're coming down to our part of the world.
Yep. Irvine Improv this weekend. Mike Epps, Irvine Improv, or irvine.improv.com is where you can get tickets Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. We really appreciate you waking up early and taking time for us. I know it's hard for a touring comic. And you've got a lot of great stuff coming up, like Uncle Buck and the Richard Pryor film, and more for you, man. I think you're going to be a legend in comedy if you aren't already. So thank you for taking time for little ol' us, and we're looking forward to having you down here.
Okay, I appreciate you guys. Be easy. Happy New Year, and I'll let you, bye.
All right, man. Take care. All more right, power, Mike. To you.
See you, buddy.